And we're back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. Man, I'm talking about down south of Birmingham, north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, over to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi, thrown in just for good measure. And as always, solid conservative and just plain right. So I tell you what, let's open the phone lines up for a minute. I'm going to go to number two on the triple dipper, the fentanyl fight, here in a moment. But I can imagine there's a few of you out there, based on the text that I'm seeing coming through, caught hold of that last segment about the rush to reshape America, and not the least of which was the story on 1819 News that we just had Craig Monger on to talk about. Phone lines, 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. Line two, is that Sparky? Yeah, Sparky from Harvest. How you doing, man?
I'm good, Colonel and Boomer. Hey, listen, I don't think, just as you cannot disconnect the far-left socialist man-made global climate change hoax and fraud from the attempt to shift us to a world government where we're all just subjects of an all-powerful government, you can't separate this attempt to pervert our children and convert our children into sheep and deviants from a rampant explosion in prescription medication. Our kids, especially preteens and teenagers, are absolutely overprescribed mood ameliorating drugs, PTSD drugs, lithium, Xanax, and it makes them, I think, conditioned for this, I can't say it any other way, nefarious plot to make them all absolutely knee-bended, bowing to this woke, ridiculous agenda. I think if our kids obviously had the benefit of two parents and some reasonable discipline and good parenting, they wouldn't be as easily led. They wouldn't be as easily hooked up by the nose and led like sheep, like they might be at this current point. But I'm terrified of how much our kids are being prescribed under the banner of, well, PTSD and all these other situations. It's overprescribed. Any reasonable doctor will tell you, just as most of our middle-class housewives are dependent on painkillers and other mood substances.
Yeah,
it's not just an opioid crisis. It's a prescription drug crisis in this country.
You're not wrong, man. And I'll be honest. I mean, I know there are true psychiatric diagnoses that require medicine to balance out the body's equilibriums. But we do have a crisis of overprescription. Hence the fact that we've got doctors losing their licenses for becoming pill mills. I mean, it happens on a fairly regular basis. Did we lose
Absolutely.
Him? Oh, there he is.
I admire them. Most of the ones I know are close to my age, and they're all retiring in disgust because of the ridiculous politics and the union shop politics of just trying to be a teacher in this state. And then the woke agenda that's being shoved down their throat, you know, coupled with the complete inability to exercise any discipline or control of any sort. And it makes me scared for the next generation. The next generation of voters are going to be, by design, I think, these supple, compliant sheep who are going to vote a certain way for the rest of their lives. And it scares the heck out of me.
Yeah, that's all the more reason for us to make sure that we are speaking out when we need to, showing up at school board meetings, and taking an active interest in our kids' educations, or grandkids' education,
absolutely,
for that matter. Absolutely, absolutely.
Absolutely, even if we find ourselves investigated by the modern brown-shirt FBI, or branded as domestic terrorists, as some conservative parents have been, we got to be strong and we got to be vigilant. These people will only get away with as much as we let them get away with.
Yeah, and they're trying to get away with more and more every day. Sparky, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate you as always. You have a great day. He wasn't wrong. He wasn't wrong at all. And you know, and I hate, like what he said a moment ago, I hate hearing that there are senior members of the education community who are conservative, who are getting out because they're sick of dealing with stuff like what we're talking about. I get it on the one hand. Like, you just get tired after a point. You're like, man, what's the point? Well, the point is we need people in there to run the course and to keep the fight and to make sure that we're literally not ceding ground unnecessarily. We need to know that there are people who will stay in the mix. It's kind of like our military right now. I had somebody the other day that said I would just advise kids to go ahead and get out. I wouldn't. Me personally, I want good, solid, red-blooded American young men and women to say, I still want to be in the military and go there and just quietly continue to make a difference. Or how about, you know, in banking, all this ESG stuff. We need people in there who are willing to look at and say, you know what, no. Like you know, Democrat Jamie Dimon did recently at a congressional hearing when, what's her name, was it Jayapal? I think it was Rashida Tlaib. That's who it was. It was Rashida Tlaib. Just an awful, just basically assaulting the members of banking community who came, CEOs who came to speak. Jamie Dimon from J.P. Morgan Chase. She looked at him and said, and I want to know, are you going to go ahead and reject any additional financing in the future for oil and gas industry companies? And he went, no, that would be the road to hell for America. I mean, he was the only one willing to say it. I don't want him to retire anytime soon, even though he's a Democrat. All said and done, we got to have people that are willing to stay in the mix, stay in the fight. Do it, because the end result is it's our kids. And we can either have one of two outcomes. The liberals win, or we hold our ground and we maintain the values that we believe have made America great and that do honor God and that raise up kids to be healthy. I mean, the very idea that some of the same people that put out things like how to become a eunuch are taken seriously in the media. Or this organization, what do they call themselves? The Council on Children's Adolescent Sexual Health, or whatever it was that Craig Monger has in his 1819 article, that they're taken seriously enough to where they feel comfortable listing our state superintendent and our state health officer as two ex officio board members? Well, for the love. And by the way, don't ever let yourself get put on a board unless you know for a fact what it is. Well, I'll just tell you, folks, we got to do what we got to do. We got to stay in the fight. I tell you what, that's a great segue right there. I've got to go to number two on the triple dipper, but Boomer, why don't we just take a break about, I don't know, 2-3 minutes earlier than usual so that I can just jump right into my new segment here in just a minute. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We got plenty more. Be right back.